This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to help us stay free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out. See all the great things we have to offer over there. And in the meantime, up there in the northern panhandle, that part of Florida that gets all those big storms that come in there, we'll see what's going on there tonight. But we've got Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, Frank. Trust me, they're not going to be out there long. There they go. 39 degrees, and they're not staying on the porch.
Yes, it's very, very rare, though, that I get to say that we're warmer than you are. We're up in almost 50 degrees right now, so we're going to enjoy it.
All right, you sound a little bit muffled to me. Can you adjust somehow?
Sure, I know, sir.
All right. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's see if you're playing a Jeopardy song right now. Da, 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 da. Okay,
there you go.
That's better. Okay, were you ready to say the pledge? Oops. I lost you. Okay, well, I'll say the pledge in a minute here, I guess. I'll start it right now, as a matter of fact. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. And joining us again, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. You're there now.
Yeah, so your lines must be frozen.
My lines probably are frozen. Anything that's outside this window is probably frozen. I know. I saw the somebody walking a dog a little while ago, and normally they just kind of casually walk by the window. These people are on a run. These people are on a run.
Not this morning. No way.
No. Now, listen, the Border Patrol spat that's going on right now between Mayorkas and the Border Patrol agents is showing its latest sign of tension as Mayorkas was over there in Yuma, and the agents kind of laid into him along with the Biden administration. These people have had it. They're telling them, look, we can't do our jobs. You're hindering us from doing what we need to do. You're putting us in harm's way. And he just kind of blew them off. Well, why is Mayorkas even there?
Well, you know, we were talking about this just briefly before we went on the air. He's either the most inept DHS secretary there's been, or he was put there on purpose, and I'm leaning towards the latter. You know, they never had any intention of securing the southern border.
Nope.
This all started as a way to votes in places with through motor voter and illegals voting.
Yep.
You know, and it's gotten out of control to the point where now it's just a blatant pipeline for human trafficking, trafficking of drugs, including methamphetamines and fentanyl, weapons. You know, the drug cartels have pretty much taken over a lot of places along the border, and they're in full-blown war with the Border Patrol. So the agents are absolutely correct to me in being upset and at their wits' end about this because, you know, the bigger part of what they were complaining about is being put into harm's way.
Right.
The drug cartels don't play around, and they don't sit there and use sidearms. They come in with the high-quality weaponry.
Military weapons is what they're using. Yep.
Yeah. So we're at war on the southern border, and this administration doesn't give a damn. And they, you know, in any other administration, Mayorkas would be gone.
Yep.
The complete failure that's happening down there would you'd see mass resignations and mass firings across the line. You know, but when you're talking about human trafficking for in another way, and I want to say that human trafficking is a very progressive term.
Yeah.
This is the sex trade. This is modern day slavery.
Yep.
You know, and they're turning a blind eye to it and talking about equity for everybody. This hypocrisy is costing lives, and it's endangering not only the Border Patrol agents, but everybody who lives along the border.
Yep. Yep. And by the way, good morning to George the Godfather. He's chiming in, so saying good morning to both of us.
Good morning, George.
Now, a New York City actress was abruptly fired after she complained on social media about the inconvenience of road closures in Manhattan as the New York Police Department honored their slain officer, Jason Rivera, where they actually shut down, I think, about 8 or 10 blocks because of all the police officers that showed up to form a line, if you will, to honor him as the casket, the hearse passed by. To this I say, get a life, actress, and I'm not even going to mention her name. It's not worth it.
No, she's a pig.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to have Kathy take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do
it. And you know, sometimes it's higher than that. All right, Moss Nissan brings you this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Salvato. And you know, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, where a father actually drove all the way to Newport Richey to buy a brand new car for his daughter and deliver it where she was going to school in Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. Their goal is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They've got several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you might want. By the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale value right now, so you can take advantage of that. You can upgrade your ride right now, and if you just want to sell what you're driving, then maybe think about what you're going to buy the next time. If your car is in good shape, you could be getting as much as 37% back on top of what it's worth. Look at the Blue Book, and you'll find out. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taken care of them. Now, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River. Their flagship store is in Newport Richey. And by the way, Newport Richey is only 40 miles north of Tampa, and about a 45 to 50-minute drive from downtown St. Pete. You can save thousands on your car purchase up there in Newport Richey. Plus, you've got Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa, and they're building a brand-new Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville on State Route 50
coming soon. So, check them out online, MossNissan.com. That's M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll save yourself some money. All right, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
I want to talk about something that you and I have kind of bantered back and forth about this January 6th stuff. It has been brought to the attention of those of us that pay attention that the Oath Keepers, which is a group that was charged with a lot of different things, Kelly Meigs, who happens to be a woman from down this way, and other members of the Oath Keepers could not have done one of the major things which they are accused of by federal prosecutors. That is to force their way into the Capitol Rotunda on January 6th through the famous Columbus doors. Now, their defense attorney has pointed out the two sets of historic doors that led into the rotunda were opened by someone on the inside and not his client. He has proof of that. Number one, you can't open the doors from the outside because there is a lock, a security lock on the inside that somebody has to punch the code into to get the door to open up. Number one. Number two, they only open out. They don't open in.
Yeah, and I think it's worth noting that the Oath Keepers and the media is doing a damn good job of trying to demonize them, is an organization of ex-military and ex-first responders.
Yep.
That believe in their oath to protect and serve. So let's keep that in mind when they talk about these nasty Oath Keepers. These are the people that they entrust routinely every day with going out and serving the public. As far as the doors are concerned, you know, we saw this in a lot of the video that was released immediately after when the media was actually showing you this video.
Yep.
And when these doors opened, Capitol Hill police officers, there were no confrontations.
Nope.
There was no violence. They were ushering people in. They were directing people up the stairs, into the lobby, into the hall. People were walking around, just looking at the things that were in the hall, that were inside the rotunda. You know, there was no mad rush and violence and rioting and the way they want to portray it as mass chaos.
Yep.
It was a large group of people entering the rotunda, and nobody was saying you can't come in. So when you look at this and you consider the video evidence that everybody saw directly after January 6th and on January 6th,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't pass the smell test.
Right. You're right. And there was a superseding indictment on January the 12th where Meigs and 10 other members of the Oath Keepers were also charged with seditious conspiracy, destruction of government property, obstruction of an official proceeding, civil disorder, and tampering with documents and other counts related to the rioting on January 6th. But again, a lot of that is out because nobody saw what they're describing.
Yeah, they threw every charge they could against the wall to see what was going to stick because they wanted to get somebody on something. You know, this is nothing short of prosecutorial misconduct. And it really should result in a lot of dismissals of prosecutors who are handling these cases, if not the resignation of Eric Garland for pursuing these claims. It's really abusive. But the bigger point here, and we've said this all along, or at least I have, is the quote unquote insurrection didn't happen outside. It didn't happen in the rotunda. It happened on the floor when they stopped the objections to the counting of the seating of the electors in the Electoral College. That was the last stand for people who believed in the Constitution. Because the legislatures of states are the ones that certify and the electors and the ones that actually get to manipulate election law per the Constitution at the state level. And in five states, the executive branch took it upon themselves under emergency powers under the pandemic to change the voting legislation in those states. patently unconstitutional. SCOTUS kicked that can down the road, refused to hear those cases, and the last stand was going to be in objecting to those electors in the Electoral College. And with the opening of those doors from the inside, those objections were stopped. That's where your insurrection took place. It took place at the hands of people on the floor in the House, not outside. And they're trying to prosecute their way out of this, and this is very serious. Mm-hmm. We really should be making more hay out of this as a nation.
Well, there's something that surfaced over the weekend. Donald Trump made a comment and backs it up with this following comment. He said that the effort to change the election rules proved that the Vice President Pence could have changed the results by doing something at the podium there inside in the session of Congress.
No, you know, sadly, you know, it's true. The person presiding over those hearings, you know, held the gavel. You know, so I'm not going to pretend that I knew what was happening on the floor in there, or the politicking that was happening during the moments before it was stopped. But we do know that the proceedings were stopped, and those objections were never taken up afterwards.
Yep.
So what happened between then and then, that's where the insurrection took place, but at whose hand, we'll never know.
Yep. And now, of course, they're trying to pass legislation that will not allow the vice president to change the results of an election. It'll have to come by a vote of the Congress.
You know, and right there, that's not the way our country works. Congress doesn't get to make the rules about the Electoral College. The Electoral College is what the Electoral College is. Those are the votes that elect the president and the vice president of the United States. For Congress to try to co-opt that power is it's status quo for these people. They don't give a damn about the U.S. Constitution and the limitations on their powers that exist. The rules are clear. The Electoral College is what the Electoral College is. You know, if all of a sudden you're just going to make it that Congress can decide who's the president of the United States, then why have federal elections at all?
By the way,
so far away from the constitutionality of how things run in this country, it should be shocking and alarming to everybody, because no one in this administration and no one on the far left side of the aisle gives a damn about the rules. They just keep legislating power to themselves, and that's got to stop.
Okay, you're going to stick around for another segment. We got to go to break, so hang on. And folks, Fred in Fort Lauderdale is saying, we hope that when AOC and company realize that the defund police liberals have an emergency, that the cops stop and root and say Dunkin' Donuts before they respond. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Many homes and businesses were without power in Massachusetts after a historic blizzard hit the region over the weekend, with Boston tying its record for the most snowfall in one day, 23.6 inches, and recorded its sixth largest snowstorm of all time. Authorities in New York's Long Island have confirmed four storm-related deaths. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
The heavy snow can result in widespread travel issues.
Senators are very close to reaching a deal on legislation to sanction Russia over its actions on Ukraine, including some measures that may take effect before any invasion. Senators Bob Menendez, the Democrat chairman for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and James Risch, its top Republican, hope to move forward on the bill this week. Russia has been building up its forces on Ukraine's border for months and has made several demands from the West and NATO countries. USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 7 years right now, and I take it because it works. Now, my problem is not only my left foot and my left ankle and my leg that swell because of the problem I have there, thanks to the World Trade Center, but I've broken my right shoulder a couple times and broke my back a couple times and my wrist as well. I got a pin in my wrist. So I have a little bit of arthritis. Now, when it gets cold, oh, yeah, I can tell you about it. But because of the Relief Factor, it makes it tolerable. If I didn't take this, phew, I've been through this before. It really, really hurts, especially when it gets cold. So the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in this product helps my body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or eliminates the pain by going straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it supports healthy joints and muscles and the healing process, too. So to find out how to get the $19.95 three-week quick start, that's it. $19.95, no additional join club members or none of that stuff, because some of these deals that you get into, you have to do that, but not with this. $19.95 gets a three-week quick start going by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com, and thank you very much, Frank, for sticking around.
Anytime and always, sir.
All right, and we appreciate that. All right, now let's talk about something here. Kind of, well, I won't call it strange because
the short, thin man, because now he's a little thinner in North Korea, decided to fire an intermediate-range missile over the weekend. Now, it's abundantly clear to me, and probably you too, that the Biden administration has no plan at all on how to address this guy.
No, they're going back to the days of old when this guy would rattle his chains and instead of doing what Donald Trump did and talking to the guy and saying, knock it off, we just give him what he wants. You know, the short, thin man, as you said, he's an extortion artist.
Yeah.
They shoot a couple missiles. They expect to get money from the United States, or I guess he wants his Hennessy cognac and White Castles or whatever else he's getting over there. But it's a routine with the left. Trump said, we're not doing this anymore. You don't want to do this anymore. There's reasons you don't want to do this anymore. And he held a firm grip on the negotiating tactics that happened over there. And for 4 years, you didn't hear from the guy.
Nope.
Now he even recognizes that you've got probably the weakest leader that we've ever had in the Oval Office right now. And he's going to play it for everything he can get. And his key to getting what he wants is to launch missiles.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. Now, here's something else. Joe Biden has been claiming, and you've heard this, that he brought about the fastest economic growth since 1984. Now, that's not true, and you know why, and I know why, don't you?
You know, if I wanted to say that I created jobs, all I would have to do is shut down the economy for a week and then open it back up and people would go back and get their jobs. And look what I did. Isn't this amazing? I've created millions of jobs with the wave of my hand. When the unemployment is manufactured at the governmental level, of course people going back to work are going, there's jobs. This is the kind of disingenuous garbage that comes out of the political class today. They think we're stupid enough to buy this stuff. They really do. They really, truly, in their souls, believe we're that stupid. And that's because we stay quiet. If we stop being quiet, and we start making a lot of noise, and we start calling them out on this. You know, up until they started abusing George W. Bush, calling him a liar in the media outright, there was never a time before that you would call a politician, somebody elected to office, a president of the United States, a liar. But they let that genie out of the bottle. And while their use of the word liar was propagandistic, the use of the word liar here is literal. This guy doesn't know how to tell the truth.
Mm.
He doesn't know what's going on, but he also doesn't know how to tell the truth. And if you go back through his career in the Senate, there are so many examples of him not telling the truth, I don't know where to begin.
Mm. Well, here's something that's interesting right here. Because according to the new ABC News Ipsos poll, not by any stretch of the imagination conservative, only 1% of Americans believe that the economy is excellent. In the meantime, only 23% thinks it's even good. But here's where the rubber meets the road. 75% thinks the economy is not so good or poor, while 69% of Americans disapprove of Biden's handling on the economy altogether. So if he thinks he's buffaloing people, it's just not working.
Well, it's not. It's because the barometer of whether the economy is good happens at your wallet.
Yep.
You know, it's the economy, stupid, and that's something that was said from the left during the Clinton administration. It wasn't from the right. James Carville said it.
Yep.
It's the economy, stupid. That doesn't go away when the other side is in there. You know, it doesn't go away when Democrats are in office. It's a rubric. If the people are hurting in their wallets, they are not going to like you if you're in leadership holding the purse strings. You know, so when we look at Janet Yellen, when we look at people at the SEC, when we look at people at the Fed making the decisions that they're making, whenever they open their mouths, the stock market tanking, cryptocurrencies tanking, they're not doing their jobs. The Fed in and of itself is supposed to be about a stable economy and trying to get to 100% unemployment. They haven't done that. Nothing they do has pointed us towards that. And Janet Yellen, you got to wonder whether she's intellectually challenged. Because everything she does, everything she says,
yep,
hurts the economy, hurts the emerging cryptosphere out there, and saddles more people with taxes.
Yep.
I'd love to go one administration where a tax isn't created and taxes are repealed.
Yeah. Now, Democrats right now, by the way, are giving Joe Biden a cold shoulder, claiming they've got scheduling issues when he comes to town, so they don't have to be seen with him, with his numbers in the basement. By the way, Georgia, he just dropped down to 32%.
You know, we're going to get to a point where people who work in the FAA towers, air traffic controllers who voted Democrat, aren't going to allow Air Force One to land. That's how bad his reputation is getting.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think that his calendar is going to be all locked up for the midterms, because I haven't heard of one person who wants him to come to campaign with them. As a matter of fact, I believe there was a Democrat up in New England somewhere who said, no, I don't need anybody to come campaign for me. No thanks.
Yeah, well, you know, Beto O'Rourke. Of all people, Beto O'Rourke in Texas said, "Don't bother coming to Texas."
Yeah, you can't have two idiots on the stage talking at the same time. That's why Beto wants the microphone all to himself. He needs to be king idiot down there in Texas.
Yeah,
Georgia. Here's a guy who has twice on a federal election ballot. He's gotten destroyed. And now, well, let's see, I lost twice dramatically. The people told me they don't want me, so let me run for governor of Texas. Yeah, that's brilliant thinking, Beto, if in fact that's your real name. You know, this guy is a clown that keeps on performing. And people of Texas, come on, you got to get rid of him.
Now, very quickly, four buses show up in Maitland, Florida over the weekend. They unload. People get off the buses. They got their clothes. They got their cash cards. They go to a hotel that's there. Not a hotel, but like one of those short stay places. And as far as we know, we don't know who they are, where they came from, what they're doing. But here they go again, right?
But we know they're courtesy of the Biden administration.
Correct. All right. I will talk to you on Friday, my friend. All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com is the website. Check him out. Check out his podcast. And we'll be back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, without any further ado, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, America, and God bless America. Great weekend of sports, Captain. We'll go through the few sports before we hit the NFL football. Nadal beats Medvedev to win the Australian Open and break the men's Grand Slam record in tennis. Congratulations to him. And I think we're going to see some good tennis the rest of this year. Hopefully Djokovic can get back after that COVID-19 protocol, and then we can go on to watch some good tennis the rest of the way. And then also, Captain, in Daytona,
yeah,
we had the roll 24. Captain Novavis won for the Meyer Shank Racing. So very, very nice. Very nice job by him. And congratulations to that group.
Elio Castellanos was also in the middle of all that.
He's the one who won it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep.
Absolutely. He did very well. And I'm a little surprised going after Josh McDaniels of the Patriots. You know, he was head coach for Denver. That didn't work out well, but maybe he's ready to be head coach again. But after what, you know, the special teams coach, assuming after Gruden left, you think they would give him a chance to coach him next year to be the head coach? I was a little surprised. But we shall see. And Dave Ziegler is going to be the GM for the Raiders. I'm curious to see how that's all going to play out, Captain. I think they should have let him keep the team for another year, them to the playoffs, you know? So, I don't know. That's just my...
All right, your phone's doing some wacky things there. Can you kind of move around a little bit or something?
Okay. Is that better, Captain?
It is now. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. Now, getting to what happened in the NFL yesterday, the Bengals beat the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime 27-24.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, I predicted it, Captain. Mm-hmm. You remember on the show yesterday, I said the Bengals are going to upset them.
Yep.
I just have a feeling because of the Chiefs' tough game against the Buffalo Bills.
I told you I wouldn't be surprised because they were capable and son of a gun.
Yeah, they're on a roll like the Bucks were on a roll last year. We shall see if they can do it now against the L.A. Rams. How ironic. 2 years in a row, the Super Bowl we played from the home team's site. Okay,
when yeah.
The regular game.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Never happened before now. 2 years in a row it's happened. Very
yep.
interesting.
Yep.
And the only reason it happened was because the stadium wasn't ready last year.
And they would have played there last year. They would have played here this year.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, funny is that in Tampa Bay. Well, the Cincinnati Bengals have never won a Super Bowl, okay, and the Los Angeles Rams have never won a Super Bowl. Now, the St. Louis Rams did back in the with Kurt Warner. So, I don't know. Everybody has their own opinion on that. I always like to say what city they're in. You know, the Raiders won at one time in L.A., so LA has had a super if you want to get it go that way with it. But I can't think of this game out, to be honest with you. And speaking about the games yesterday, it was a tale of two halves for both games. You know, it looked like the Chiefs were gonna kill the Bengals 21-3 at halftime.
Yep.
And then before halftime, Captain, they could have made it 24-3.
Yeah.
Or 28-3, and they decided to go for practically a few seconds left on the clock. And then when that happened, then they did make it. I think that was the turning point in the game. And then in the second half, they only were able to get a field goal. That's why, you know, in the second half, it was 26-3. In the first half, it was 21-3.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that turned out. And yesterday's game was really exciting. You know, the whole time it was going back and forth. It looked like San Francisco was going to hang in there. And then the Rams got a late rush to make it happen. So, just some great football the past couple weekends. The NFL season was a little rough, but these playoffs are making up for it, to say the least. So,
they used to say this is when the money players show up.
That's right, Captain. Speaking of that, you know, that has to do a lot with Hall of Fame. You know, the players that play well during the postseason, baseball and football and basketball, always seem to, you know, make the Hall of Fame. And that's, as they say, the cream rises to the top. So, very, very interesting interpretation there by you, Matt. And I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl and see what happens. And also, a lot of head coaching still up in the air for the NFL. Who are they going to get? What are they going to do? And there's going to be some things going on with the quarterbacks. Garoppolo, was that maybe his last game in San Francisco? is Tom Brady retired or isn't he? So,
where's Aaron Rodgers going?
Yeah, where's Aaron going? Does he stay in Green Bay? I don't think so. I would think he's going to Denver like I predicted, and especially now with the offensive coordinator becoming the head coach from the Green Bay Packers to the Denver Broncos.
Yep. And I'll make a little prediction right now. Brady's not ready to go out on the terms that were laid out by ESPN and what they said that created a frenzy over the weekend because they jumped the shark on a story. But I understand in 3 more days he collects a $15 million bonus.
That's correct, man. So why would he say anything before then? I mean, he brought a Super Bowl to Tampa Bay. He gave 2 years, everything he had to the team. You know, he's entitled to that money, and why not get it? I mean, I'm sure he'll, you know, do something with it accordingly, okay? And I wouldn't be surprised down the road if he runs for public office or owns a sports franchise.
So, yeah. I've already told you, I think he's going to buy, like, maybe one of these minor league football teams.
Yeah, well, it could very well happen. Mm-hmm. Maybe get involved. If the USFL can do something this year, then down the road, he might get involved in that. Look, Derek Jeter's involved with the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't he get involved in doing something? And
then again, you know, maybe he's going to be one of the ones that's going to keep the Rays in Tampa.
Yes. You never know. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it'd be very, very interesting how things can happen. So, a lot of things in the sports world going on, and I'm excited about it. Well, it looks like my time is up, Captain, and I appreciate you. God bless you. I hope to see you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue, unless I get called away on things. I plan on being there. God bless you, and take care.
Hasta la vista. All right, Patrick Island, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. And this final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And give her a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Come to the end of another great Monday morning with a lot of stuff that went on. Tonight, we're going to tell you about a Chinese scientist who defected to the West. He's one of the guys that helped develop the hypersonic missiles in China. How about that? Got us a bonus, huh? So he's now with us. We'll see how that plays out. In the meantime, have yourself a great day. Stay warm. Boy, it's still 39 degrees outside, unofficially here. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.